Hello, welcome back to the Cricket Nerds. Me and Benji back again talking about England versus India, the final test match. And if you're an England fan, look away. If you're an India fan, switch on and subscribe. I mean, you should both subscribe, really. But it is not happy viewing for any England fans out there. They are getting absolutely schooled in how to play positive, aggressive, attacking cricket by India. India bowled England out for 218 and then, making it look like an absolutely dynamite pitch that was doing all sorts, and then proceed to put on 135 runs for only the loss of one wicket. And even that was Yashasvi Jaiswal running past one off Shoaib Bashir's bowling. So it is it's looking bleak for England, but let's dive into it. Let's dissect the details of what happened today. The only good batter for England today was Zach Crawley.
Yes.
And Benj, I'm going to ask you about how you thought he played, but I want to first of all talk about how he got out, because I've got to say that that was one of the greatest deliveries I've ever seen Kuldeep Yadav play. And we'll touch on Kuldeep Yadav a little bit more later. But just saying that Crawley, it was an absolute jaffer that got him out. But how do you think he played? What did you think of him in general this tour?
Crawley has been great this tour. If you look at his stats, I think he's England's top run scorer, or it may all be. Yeah, he is England's top.
I would have thought so.
He's the second highest run scorer in the series with 407 runs. Obviously, Yashasvi Jaiswal's up there with 712. So we won't talk about that too much. We will later on. But Crawley has batted really well. I think the one thing for Zach Crawley is, I think this is the fourth 50 he's made during this tour. And it's just like, one of those 50s he could have converted into a century, because he looked good a lot of the time. I think gone are the days of Crawley doubting, right? Like, for a long time, Crawley's position was really under scrutiny, and he's got through that period, and now where would England be without Zach Crawley? That is, I mean, if we were saying that a year ago, even 2 years ago, where would England be without Zach Crawley? I'd never have thought that those words would have come off this podcast, especially the way that James used to talk about him. But yeah, he's been fantastic. He's showed intent, scored runs, and it's been refreshing to see an opening partnership always get off to a good start. And then I think Ben Duckett's been great as well. I think he was a bit unlucky today. He's batted well against spin, and I mean, it was a really good catch by Shubman Gill. So it was a good piece of work to get rid of him. As we said, the real story of the bowling innings was Kuldeep Yadav, because he was absolutely phenomenal today. I think England's openers look good. The issue really has been with that engine room with England. It was a story of yet another England middle order collapse, with Root, Bairstow and Stokes all not really doing very well. What do you think the three of them could do differently, that middle order?
Oh, I mean, I'm even going to include Ollie Pope in that, because he's somebody that, if he hasn't scored, at least 45 runs, he's looked awful. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a player look either as bad or as good as Ollie Pope in this tour. But that middle order, there are just so many things that are left to be desired. Johnny Bairstow in his 100th test match, obviously going for the aggressive route this time, but I think it was just a bit too much. It was almost at the point of just trying to slash at it. I think he's not trusting his game right now. That's pretty clear to see, trying to hit himself into form. Joe Root seems, he seems to be getting just, I'm not, it's hard to say. It's really difficult to actually diagnose what's going on with Root, because it's almost just, you could summarize it with, he keeps on getting out early, and they're not the most deadly deliveries that keep on getting Root out. They're relatively standard. I think he's, I don't know if he's overthinking it against the spin, and against Bumrah. I don't know if that's what's going on in general, but that's, it's been a little bit of an issue with him. Ben Stokes keeps on getting trapped in the crease very early, and it's a recurring theme every single time. He just keeps on going back to them. That keeps on getting him out. It's bad. It's really bad from Stokes. He's playing an out and out batter's role. But it's almost like Owen Morgan towards the latter stage of his white ball career. He's actually a specialist captain in this tour. And then Ben Folkes, still with that inability to rotate the strike with the tail, still with that inability to hit out. You wonder what his role is if he's not going to be closer to that top order.
Yeah, I mean,
I think almost the solution needs to be to, I don't know, to get Ben Folkes up the order, drop Ollie Pope, and get Liam Livingstone in. I think that's the course of the day. No, I honestly, I really don't know what the solution is there.
I always love your solutions. It's something just Liam Livingstone, who's had the worst 2 years of form, getting the test side. That'll sort us right out.
Yeah, that'll fix all our problems. No, honestly, I'm obviously joking there, but I think Ben Folkes needs to be batting higher up if he's going to have any sort of impact, just because of the way he plays.
Yeah.
He's such a good keeper that I still think he should be played, but that engine room is not working at the moment. And I throw out any suggestions that you've got. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Ben Folkes at test level, I don't see him as a number five. Like, yeah, he could go in there and play a longer innings, but really you wouldn't want him up any higher than five. Like, you wouldn't have him in at four.
I'd put him in at three, honestly.
I mean, why would you put him in at three?
He's got decent technique.
Well, he has, but he's not got that staying power is a thing. I think with Folkes today, he looked pretty good. Like, he played a bit of a slow period before the tee break, and the first ball after tee, he slog swept it for four. And the way that he got out today was unfortunate. I don't know if you saw it, but he went for the sweep off Ashwin, didn't quite get it, and the ball rolled back onto his stumps. So it was unfortunate for the man. He'd played a couple of questionable looking sweep shots, which with Ben Folkes, he has been the player that has the lowest percentage of sweep shots in this New England setup, because he does like to play straight. So I don't know what it was about Ben Folkes today, having not played the sweep shot the whole time and then suddenly pulling it out and getting out because he played a bit of a rogue one. Interesting choices, but yeah, really the crime for England has been that middle order. Like, if one of a Root or a Bairstow or a Pope stays for a bit longer after losing a couple of early wickets, then it's a whole different story. And really, India showed us how to do that to today. I think in India's first innings then, when they got to bat, I mean, Yashas Vijayaswal took Shoaib Bashir for 18 runs in Bashir's first innings today. He hit him for 3 sixes, really turning on that aggression. And Sharma and Gill pretty much did the same thing. They were just batting positively and aggressively, but they weren't playing risky shots and giving away their wicket. They were playing, you know, that Indian style with a very straight bat, and then playing the big shot when it's safe to do so. I think Jaiswal eventually, you know, his luck ran out and he missed one, and you don't want to go missing one when Folkes behind the wicket, because the bells will be off quicker than a flash. But yeah, I think all round, the batting really has been what has let England down. Like, I think the bowling's not been too bad, considering it's been a bit of a inexperienced bowling attack. It has been that batting, and what it has been, it's been the lack of players going on to make a score. Like, we've seen so many like 20s and 30s, and then a few 50s, but then the 50s don't become, the 20s and 30s don't become 50s, and the 50s don't become 70, 80, and then, and the 100s don't become big 100s. That's really been the issue for England. And like, yeah, look, it's difficult to go and play in India for any touring side. And England, has, to be fair to them, have stuck to their guns and have, you know, played their game and have backed themselves and have backed their skills. And you have to sort of take your hats off to them, because it's a hard thing to do, right? Like, it will be a different story if they're playing like that on a, you know, nibbling around pitch in June, because that's, you know, the conditions that they're used to quite a lot of the time. So it's interesting. There's a lot of things to learn from. I think the disappointment has been, though, with that experienced middle order, Root, Bairstow and Stokes, who have played a few tours of India before already, so know what it's like. But yeah, so
I'm just, I think I'm disappointed because of the opportunities that England find themselves in. You know, they were 100 for one at one point, then they lost Ollie Pope, quite a soft dismissal, and then the wheels
come off.
He was
about a mile down the track when he got stumped.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd come so far down.
It's that's where the wheels come off. You know, you find yourselves in a strong position like that, and that's where India capitalise. You know, they are, India found themselves 104 for one. Now they're 135 for one.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think that they're going to push on and, you know, be 150 for one. And that's the way that they get these opportunities and they capitalize. And that's where England have fallen down this tour. And yeah, I think England should look back, be proud of some ways that they've played, but also they really do need to look back and be incredibly disappointed with the fact that they had the players, they had the situations, they got themselves into the positions, and they let themselves down quite badly. And from a fan's perspective, I think the fans need to just be impressed with what they've seen. But I think from an England point of view, they need to show the fans that they are disappointed with the way that they've played. You know, they're not this... Yeah, they need to show that they're not just arrogant, they don't care, they're playing the way they want to play. No, you've embarrassed yourselves by not performing to the ability that you can and letting yourselves down in these positions where you're in so strong a situation. And that's going to be the letdown for England. India, on the other hand, there are mistakes that they make, and yet they put the foot down at the right time. And I look at that middle order now. I look at the players to come in. Devdutt Padikkal, I think he's making his test debut today, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ravindra Jadeja, who hasn't batted at five many times in his life. He's carded at five at the moment. I imagine he'll come in at five or six. Sarfraz Khan's only playing one of his first test matches. Dhruv Jarrell is playing one of his first test matches. By all counts, that is an inexperienced middle order. And yet, I look at that next four to come in, and I think there's runs there. There's 200 runs between them at least. And that is a fantastic place for India to be. And it's a really, really strong future. And
yeah,
it makes me think it's such a shame that Harry Brook, had these personal issues, these family issues, that he needed to drop out of this tour, because it would have been so, so beneficial for England and for him to get that experience. And, you know, if he was just getting out in the 20s, you can kind of look back on this tour and think, well, so what? So everybody else was. At least he'll have had the experience. But I think there's reason to be optimistic for India. But, and this is a massive caveat, there's always plenty of twists and turns in a test match. And we will be right there following it the whole way.
We will. Just before we go, then, I just want to say, let's talk about Kuldeep Yadav. Because what a guy. Kuldeep Yadav was sort of in this squad as a backup bowler, wasn't he? He was in this. He's played I would call it a smattering of test matches through his career.
That's an appropriate word.
He's always sort of come in and played, you know, one or two test matches in any given series. And he's really been given the run at it in this test series. And he's bowled in these four. And I mean, what a guy. He's been phenomenal. And prior to this test match now, or including his stats, he's now got a bowling average of 21.9. And he's just taken his 50th wicket in his 12th match. So, I mean, what a guy to reinvent himself and play the way that he has. That left arm wrist spin, you know, he's always been in and around the white ball squad. You said ages ago that you like him as a test match player, and he's back in the test match and he's doing great things. And I think he just really outbowled England today. The balls to get that he bowled before, the five balls that he bowled to Ben Stokes were all very different to the ball that actually got him out. They're all a bit more flighted, turning away the actual leg spinner. And then he bowls the wrong end back in and a bit quicker, and England haven't been able to pick his wrong end. And that's taken at least two of the wickets today.
Well, I think Kuldeep Yadav is in such a weird position with his career, because I can't think of any other country that if there was a left arm wrist spinner that was as good as him, able to perform at test match level, any other country would be so excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Jake Lintott, that's the only left arm wrist spinner I can think of that's
Shamsi.
Shamsi, he's not English, but I completely take your point. And just imagine if one of them was performing for England. The hype would be incredible. Like, the hype around Rehan Ahmed is high because he's a leg spinner and we're excited by it because he's young and he's exciting. Kuldeep Yadav is so, so skilled. He's left arm wrist spin. It's something so different. He can turn it a mile both ways. The way he got that drift and turn to get out Zach Crawley, and you know, a lot of his other wickets, they're all highlight reel things. He's so skilled. He's obviously got so much more experience now, and that's helping him a mile. But to say that he's 29 now, he needs to be playing every test match for India for the next 7 years, hasn't he? He's got that ability. And as far as night watchmen go,
yeah,
he's actually got that ability. Yeah, he averages 12 in test matches, but he averages 21 at first class. He's got that ability. He's had a first-class century before. I feel like I'm starting to sound like commentators when Adil Rashid comes into bat. But he's got those first-class credentials. He can actually, you know, perform a really, really decent job for India. And I think he's proving that he is somewhat indispensable. And that's not to discount anybody like Axar Patel that and Washington Sundar that perhaps miss out as a result. But it's just to say that, look, Ravi Ashwin, while he is still performing, and I'm definitely not saying drop Ravi Ashwin now, but while he is performing and it's his 100th test match and everything, he's 37.
Yeah.
He can't go on forever. And even if he does a Jimmy Anderson and carries on for another 4 years, like, Kuldeep Yadav can take that mantle and can carry it on.
Yeah.
And bowling in India is strong.
That's exactly. And I think depending on where in the world they're playing their test cricket, they'll be able to play him a lot, right? If you have to pick two spinners and an all-rounder, I think we'll see Jadeja, Ashwin, Yadav for a long time now. If they're in the subcontinent, that's the type of attack that they'll need. Even if they're touring, if you look at New Zealand, it's not the worst thing in the world to take two spinners. England, maybe not. England, you might only be on the one spinner.
This is actually where I have a disagreement with you just on this point, because I think that Kuldeep Yadav does have the skills, even on a green seamer. And I think India need to trust the fact that they have very talented bowlers that can bring things out. I think it'll bring out different skills of Kuldeep Yadav. He'll still get the drift no matter what the surface is doing. And
they will.
If one skids on and one holds up a little bit, that'll make quite a big difference. So I think what I don't want to see India do is shy away and do it a very much horses for courses mindset, which they've done with Ashwin in the past. I'd like to see Kuldeep Yadav play.
There we go. We'll see. And we'll see how the rest of this test match goes, won't we? So tomorrow, India will resume on 135 for one. in a very strong position. Definitely India's day overall after a fight back after that first session. So thank you very much for watching. We will try bring you as much coverage as we can as this test match develops. We hope you enjoyed the test match. We hope you've enjoyed this series as much as we have. Even though we sound dejected, we have really enjoyed this series. It has been a good watch. And don't forget to like and subscribe and check out all of the social medias. Listen to it on any of the platform that you require. All of the everything you could ever want is in the link tree in the description. So we will say goodbye and we'll see you next time.